What do I do when, to the best of my understanding, I have repented and am remorseful, but I continue to fall in particular areas of my life? Does this mean I am not saved? Great question. I'll touch on that a little bit next week, but I can hit that even right now. First of all, we're talking about an issue of to what degree. In other words, I look at that and I say, oh, I repent and am remorseful, but I continue to fall every day of my life. So it's not that anybody becomes perfect when they become a Christian. That's certainly not true. I fall all the time. There are two different texts in Scripture that talk about sins, and I'm going to use this hesitantly, but sins of magnitude. I'm going to call it sins of magnitude. In other words, in 1 Corinthians, it talks about if, and it names the sins, and there's like seven or eight of them. The other text that's in Scripture, it talks about maybe eight or ten different sins, and they overlap some, but they're not identical, which is saying there's not this list of these 20 sins. If you do these, then you're not a Christian. But it does say that these are sins that would be extreme areas, and that if that is a way of life to you, then that would indicate you're not a real follower of Jesus. In other words, if I say, oh, I'm in love with my wife, however, I'm having an affair with three different women. Oh, and oh, by the way, I'm having, you know, I never treat her nice. Oh, and by the way, I just give you all of these things that I'm doing, and they're horrible things, but I love my wife. You finally say, I don't think you love your wife. I think you just say you love your wife. Different from, I was a little rude to her last week. I said something, or I had this thought like, oh man, you disappoint me when you do that. You know, and I maybe don't treat her like I should because I'm wounded or hurt a little bit, you know. Well, those little things, those are different. So there are those things that he's saying that are just the type of sins that indicate this is not indicative of a true follower of Jesus. But there's a great historical writer, J.C. Ryle, an old Puritan, highly respected as a theologian. And he used to talk, the darkness of the heart, it can be very, very dark in a Christian's life. They can go through very dark seasons. But there will always be true light in that heart if they're real. So I'll close this one with this. Two different people that I have talked to led them to supposedly a changed life, watched a big change in their lives. Both were godless people who had a real change. And over a period of time, I watched both of them begin to live life not as a Christian should be living their life. I can't examine their heart. I don't know their heart. But I go to both of them in the same week, and I confront them both in love, saying, look, I helped you understand the faith. You claim to be a Christian, and now this is the way you're living. And if you're going to live that way, I'm not saying you're not a Christian. I can't examine the heart. But I'll say this. You have no reason yourself to have confidence that you are a Christian if that's the way you're going to live. And I said that to both of them. Let me tell you, the one that was actually, I will call, the worst maybe in what he was doing, when I confronted him, it was like, hey, Randy, I gave Jesus a chance. I gave him an opportunity to have me. And I walked away saying, I have absolutely no thought that this person is a Christian. I mean, I don't read their heart, but that's not the heart of a Christian. This other one who was, I mean, really in bad stuff. And this one was worse. And I go to him, and when I confront him, he said, Randy, please, you keep coming at me. You keep hitting me hard because what I'm doing, Chris, I am so sick of my own sin, the way I'm living. I hate it. I want to get out of this. I walk away. I told him the same thing I told the other guy. But when I left, in my heart, I said, I bet that guy's a real Christian. I bet in time you're going to see him really follow well. He was still falling into sin areas, but there was some light there, I think. So that's the kind of way I would evaluate that.